Okay. First of all, I will not be here next Monday and Tuesday. I'm taking personal days. One of my grandchildren is going to be having a procedure done at a hospital down in North Carolina. So we're going down. So we will be having open labs those days, and Eric will be here. So it will be like the makeup lab that I had a few weeks ago. Eric will be here from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, right? And so on Tuesday, he'll be here from 9:30 to 3:30. You can come in, get caught up, ask me for questions, all that good stuff. And on Monday, he will be in here from 11 to 2, because I have another class and he's going to live with them. And so he'll be here from 11 to 2, and you can also come in then if you want to work on stuff. And have him to ask questions, although his priority will be the other class that day. So, that is what's happening next week. I will be back on Thursday. The other thing is we're going to start Visual Basic today, which is our last big thing, and then we've got a few other little things to do. My goal always is to have the last week of classes, open labs all week, so that there won't be my goal. We'll see if we make it. So my goal is to have the last week of classes just totally open labs so that people can get caught up during that time as well. Your final is a take-home final, so you can work on that. I also give that out before, a week before the final, and so you can have time to work on that during the last week as well. Okay. So we're now going to start looking at Visual Basic. And Visual Basic is a very different kind of language, which is why we choose to look at JavaScript and then look at Visual Basic. Visual Basic is much more of a user interface going on. It is much more helpful in letting you know what your errors are, and in general is easier to work with, at least at the introductory level. So we're going to go in and go to CIS software and find Visual Studio 2015. So we're going in and finding Visual Studio 2013. That's not what I wanted open at this point. So Visual Studio 2015, click on that, and it comes up and does Enterprise, etc. Okay, so this is what you should see when it goes up, and if you're having problems and not seeing the right thing, this is going to be one of Eric's busy days. He will come around and help you if you're not seeing what you should be seeing. And we're going to start out with a new project. So we're going to click on New Project. Okay, and this should be the screen that comes up. The first thing you have to do is make sure you click on Visual Basic, because Visual Studio has a variety of languages, and we're working with Visual Basic. So you have to make sure that you're clicking on Visual Basic. Then the other things that you want here is you want to have Create Directory for Solution checked. You will then click on Windows Forms application. So that's what you're going to click on, is Windows Forms application. And then once you clicked on that, you're going to give a name to yours. Okay, so you're going to name what you're doing. So I'm going to call mine First 11 November 7th. Okay? And I don't want it to be on the Tebra drive. I put the Tebra 4. So I'm going to do a browse, and I'm going to put it on my F drive. So I'm doing a browse to find the drive. And I'm choosing my F drive. And so it's putting it on the F drive. And then I made up a name, and it takes the name and copies it down to here. Okay? So I've got the name in both places. Okay, has everybody got this far? Okay. Eric, this is back there. Anybody else not got that far? Oh, okay. The list of CIS courses. Okay, so at that point, Eric, would you want to come to this? And get her on track. Everybody else is on track, right?
I'm still loading.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So again, what you're doing is making sure you told it it's Visual Basic, that you told it we're doing a Windows Form application, you've given it a name, you told it where you're going to store it, and you've said create a directory for the solution. So the solution will be in its own directory and not scattered around other places. Okay? So when you have all of those, is it up there?
Not yet.
When you've got all of those, then you are going to click OK. Now, when I put mine up this morning, notice I've got four things going on here. I've got a toolbox over here. I've got a solution explorer here. I've got properties here. And I've got a form here. And yours should look like mine. Now, when I brought mine up this morning, it had tabular module here at the top. And I had to click on solution explorer to get it. So I had to move from tabular module over to Solution Explorer. Okay? The other thing is my toolbox wasn't up. Does your toolbox come up? Does yours look like mine? Okay, what looks different? Thank you. you apparently are not getting the toolboxes. Okay. If you notice, there is a little pin up here on mine. See that little pin? It's kind of pasting it. If I click on that pin, then it comes back to the way most of you are looking. Which is, I've got a toolbox over here on the side. Okay, so if yours didn't come up showing toolbox, then you're going to have the word toolbox written sideways down here. And what you want to do is click on toolbox. And you then want to click on common controls. It will come up with a bunch of things. I don't know if you should be sitting down yet.
Yeah.
Has yours come up yet with the toolbox? Okay, and the common controls? Okay. So you want toolbox common controls. Now, when I am developing, I like to have the toolbox. When I'm first setting up the form, I'm going to drag things over to the form. And so I like to have the toolbox available to me. So what I do is I click on that little pin that locks it in place, and then I've got the toolbox available. So if I put that little pin, it locks it in place. When I put the pin on its side, it flashes around. When I got the pin up and down, and you're still looking up. Okay, why don't you look off the pins while you're waiting? Okay. So what I need is I need to have the toolbox. I need to have the form. I need to have the Solution Explorer, and I need to have the Properties window. So I need to have all four of these available to me for what I'm doing. Now remember I called it First 11, November 7th, outside. So there's the name, the First 11, November 7th. Okay, so there's the name of the project. And Form 1 is the name of the form that I'm going to be using on this. Okay, so now I can set up this form to be a user interface. So let's say I want to put on the user's name. Okay? Okay, I'm looking around. Is everybody, have you got yours up yet?
Almost loaded.
They take forever. Eric, you've got two to keep your eyes on when they get loaded to make sure they get where I am. Okay, so I'm going to take the label and I'm going to drag it over here. So I've now got a label called Label 1. So I took this thing that it says label and I dragged it over to here. If you look at this, you can see that Label 1 is now sitting down here in the properties. Okay? So whatever I dragged over there last is going to be sitting in the properties. So Label 1 is sitting there. And if I want to call it something else, I can scroll up and call it something else. Now, the properties, this little bar shows one way of doing the properties, categorized. This one shows alphabetical. I like categorized, so I'm going to click on categorized. And try to make it actually agree with me. All right, maybe it's alphabetical. I like better. Yeah, it is. I was thinking it was categorized. It's alphabetical. I like better. So I'm clicking on alphabetical to make it alphabetical. Okay. Now, the first thing it does is it tells me that this was named label one. I'm going to change that, and I'm going to call it LBL for label. So I'm going to call this LBL, and I'm going to put a name on the form. So I'm calling this LBL name. Okay, LBL name. Now, that place is called LBL name. Now I'm going to scroll down and I'm going to find text that says label one. And I'm going to change that and say name and put a colon after it because that's what I want to show in the label. So I'm calling it name. And notice that over here on the form, it has now changed to name colon. Okay? So, I gave it a name in the slot that said name, and I gave it a value to show in the spot that said text. Okay? So now I'm going to find a text box, and I'm going to drag that over and put it right here. So I dragged over a text box. Okay? I'm going to call that text box TXT name. And notice I use camel case. So I called it TXT, capital N for name, and text name. Okay, so that's the name of the field. So what I've now done is I have created something on the form. I've created a label that would tell the user, put a name here, and I have put up a text box where they can enter the name. Okay? So now I'm going to put up, the next thing I want to do is put up a box that says, let's say, paper out. Okay? So I'm going to put in a label that says paper hour and a text box that says paper hour. So try adding that to your form and I'll add it. We'll put up a label that says text paper hour and a text box. And I'm going to call it P-A-Y-H-R. If you want to call it the same thing I do, I'm going to call it P-A-Y-H-R, the paper hour. So I'm dragging a label over, and I'm going to call that LBL paper hour. And again, I use camel case to make it easier to read. Like in Access, only even more so, you may not have embedded spaces in the name. Okay, Access lets you get away with it. Here you can't get away with it without. So I'm calling it LBL tape barometer. Then I'm going to scroll down to the text box under label one, under label paper hour, and I'm going to call this pay per hour or something like that. Okay? So that is now going to show up on my form. So I now have it saying pay per hour. And then I'm going to drag over a text box. And my text box, and I can position it the way I want to. My text box is going to be called TXT pay per hour. TXT, capital PAY and then AY, and then capital H and HR. So I've called that pay per hour. Okay. Text pay hour. Then I can drag another one over and put in other things that I want to put in. So I can put in hours. So I'm going to make another label. So go ahead and make another label that is going to say label hours. And I spelled hours all the way up. So I have label hours. And then I'm going to scroll down and put in the text box hours with a colon after it. So I now have hours there. And then I'm going to drag a text box over. And I'm going to put in the text box, or I'm going to name the text box, text hours. So I've named the text box text hours. And then I'm going to put in a box for pay. Because if I multiply these two together, I would get pay. So I'm going to put in another label that says pay. Label pay for the name. And then scroll down to the text box and put in the word pay with a colon after it. And you don't have to have the colon. I just think it looks nice when I'm making a label to have that. And then you can move these things around to make them line up whatever way you want them to line up. And then I'm going to drag over another text box, and that's going to be pay. So I will call that text pay. Okay, is everybody with me? If you're not, let us know. Please, please, please let us know if you're not with me. Or let Eric know, or let somebody know. Okay, the next thing I'm going to drag over is a button. So I'm going to drag over a button. And my first button I'm going to call button hello. So I put BTN and then hello. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to call that button calculate. So I've changed that to button calculate. Sorry about that. So I've changed it to button calculate. And then I scroll down to the text and I change the text to say calculate. So now, on that button, I have the word calculate. So on the text, I put the word calculate. So on the button, it now says calculate. Okay. So, I am now going to calculate what the pay is. Okay, that's what I'm doing here, is I'm going to calculate what the pay is. So in order to do that, after I've named the button and put something on it, I double-click on the button. And that brings up a code. Now, right now, I don't need the toolbar, and I'd like a little more room here, the toolbox, and I'd like a little more room. So I'm clicking on the button to make the toolbox go back down to just be showing up here, and that gives me a little more room in the area. Okay. So, now I'm going to write text pay.text equals, okay, so I'm writing text pay, which is the name I gave the box that is where the pay is going to go. I called it text pay. Okay. So I'm now saying text pay dot text, which means I want to change the text property in that box. Notice I didn't put any text property on the text boxes because I wanted to leave them empty so that somebody could type something there. So I left them empty. So I'm now going to say, now I want to go to that box that's called text pay, and I want to put some text in that box. So I'm making it equal to text pay per hour times text, dot text, times, which is the asterisk, text hours dot text. Okay. So I've told it to do a calculation. When the button is clicked, I want to do this calculation. What it did, if you look at it, is it created a private subroutine, private sub and sub. It created a private subroutine. And it said this subroutine is called button calculate, because that's what I called it. And it will be executed when I click on the button calculate. This is an event. So when I click on button calculate, it will do the calculation. So then I write the calculation here. And I say, take text pay per hour, which is one of my boxes, and take the text property of it. Take it and multiply it by whatever the person puts in the hours, and put that in the text pay. So I'm telling it to do the calculation that I want to do. Now, there's a lot of stuff that it put on this line up here that basically you don't have to worry about. It did it for you. It happened behind the scenes. You just say thank you, and you keep it. Okay? What you don't want to do is make changes to it and mess it up. So now I've got this set up, and I want to get out of here and go back to Form 1. And there's Form 1, and there's the whole form. So I'm going to go back to design mode, Form 1 design. So I'm going back to the design. Okay? So I've now got my form set up, and I'm back in design. If I want to see the code, I can go over here. If I want to see the design, I go here. It's a toggle that I can go back and forth. Okay? So I can go back here and see the code, back here and see the form. Now I want to run this and see how it works. So notice the start up here. The green kind of half diamond or sideways triangle or whatever you want to call it with the word start. So I'm clicking on start. And there's my, okay. It just opened a whole load of things that I'm not particularly interested in, but it also has given me my form, and my form is ready to be run. So I'm going to say my name is Susan. My pay per hour is 25. My hours worked is 40. So I'm entering that information in. And then when I've got the information entered in, I'm going to hit calculate, and it comes up and gives me the answer. So calculate comes up and gives me the answer. Okay, so I entered in the name, the paper hour, and the hours. And it did, then I clicked on the calculate button and it calculated. And I really don't want all of this background stuff going on. Okay. So it calculated. Did everybody get an answer? Yes, no, maybe?
I think that was equal sign instead of an asterisk.
Anybody else not going to run it? This, I can click on the X to stop it, and I can do a file, save all. Okay? And I always suggest that you do a save all. So I've now saved it, and I will have something named 1st November, 1st 11 November 7th. And I put it on my F drive, I think. So if I go into my F drive, I will find it. Let me close all this down. Okay, where am I? Explorer, I want to find. Well, let me find that in a minute. I don't know what I did with it. On the F drive, I think, but I will not. Okay, what I would like you to do is start a new project and do whatever you want. But just close up, start a new project, make some places on the blog, make it do a calculation with what you've got, and do what I did and be doing on your own. Okay, so that's what I want you to start doing now. So just go open, start a new one, and go through all of the steps that we just did, because I want to make sure you're comfortable making one. I didn't put it on the F drive. I gotta find it someplace. is. I did have it on the intro. Okay, just as a interruption for a minute, for some reason I wasn't, forgot what I called it. On the F drive, I have the folder that I set up, first 11th and then the 7th. So I told it to save it on the F drive, and it did. If you click on this, you will see that it's got a whole load of stuff inside it. Okay, it's got a bunch of stuff inside, and if you click on these folders, it's got even more inside. So the reason that you have to do that is because it's creating all of this, okay? And it needs all of that in order to execute. So when you go in and make this, you put it in a separate folder. Then when you're submitting it to me, you zip up the folder and send me the folder. So you zip up the folder and send me the folder. Now, we've got one more problem. You cannot use Gmail to send it to me. So now, you can't use Bristol. And you can't use Gmail. And the reason is that Gmail doesn't like you sending executables. And so it gets security tough about executables. Now, I have found in the past that if you change the IP to JPG or something like that, then you can fool Gmail and you can actually send it to me. Just put a note that says change this back to zip, and that seems to work. Okay? So if you, instead of calling it a zip file, call it a JPEG file, then apparently Gmail doesn't go and check for executables, and you can send it. Strange. Yeah.
Would it work if you used a different archive, like 7Z or RAR?
Probably. I just found the JPG worked. Unless it, whatever you use, it thinks it might have an executable. Okay, but yes, you can try any, three-letter extension, or a two, or a four, or I don't know. And Gmail will let you do it. But Gmail is very touchy about you sending executables. Whatever. So you would zip up this folder, and then send me the folder. I then unzip the folder and I can see it. So you do a save all, you zip up the folder, and you send it. Okay, now I'll be quiet and you do one. Ask. The reason we're taking class time to do this is that I want to make sure you're comfortable with it. And when you're done, you should say file close solution. take over a few labels, take over a few texts, okay?
Move it.
You can go in and you can get a student version, and I will find it, put that up tomorrow.
Is it better than the community version?
I think it is the community version.
Oh, all right.
I think the student version is the community version, and that's free version, right?
Yeah, I managed to get the community version.
Okay. Yeah, community. I think it is called community version.
Is there any major difference between this and that and the enterprise version?
I don't think so. I am trying to remember when the advanced course, I don't think we even get past the community version. So I think the community version is fine. There's a few differences between the free version and here. One of them is, you know, at the beginning when I told you to give it a name, and then I said it copies it down here, for some bizarre reason, the community version doesn't do that. So you have to remember to do it.
Just a little extra work.
Yeah. So you have to do the save early on to get it, and then it makes that name. But it's just, there's a few little quirky things, but it's, the community version is very similar.
All right.
Okay, this is the place you can go if you want a free download, and it's the community version you want. Okay, so you can go there, and it's the community version that you want. And I will take a picture of that, but it is visualstudios.com downloads. So that's where you can go to get a free version. If you have questions, please, please ask.
Thank you.
this is what I'm looking for, CIS software.
Yeah.
And if you didn't log into K Building, then you don't have the CIS software. So you want to log in to K Building and get the CIS software. Okay? And then, and I don't even know if it's open, whether they've got it available in another way, but that's what you have to do, log in to K Building.
Oh, with that, yep.
No, just here. When you get the login, you log in to K Building, and then you can get the web. Okay, has everybody got something going that at least kind of shows that they are doing something? What I want to do is show you how to open an existing thing. So if I go to CIS 120 and I click on Programs, Here are a bunch of Visual Basic programs. It's a zip, they're zip files, just like when I said you've got to send them to me as zipped. So what I did is I wanted to run this one. I right-click on it and say Save Link As. Okay, so I'm right-clicking on it and saying Save Link As. And then I can save it wherever I want to save it. I saved it on my F drive. Okay? So I can now say, okay, I'm going to save it on my E drive. So I click on my E drive, and Save Link As will save it. Okay? So I've now saved it on my E drive, and I can now go in and unzip it, and I will have the program. So I can go into my E drive and unzip it. So I put it in my F drive and unzipped it. So now I'm going to say File Open. And I'm going to pick, wait a minute. I'm going to, okay. You're going to go and you're going to unzip it. So let me give you a minute. I should have given you a minute to unzip it. So do the File Save Link As and then unzip it. Then I have it unzipped on my F drive. So I'm saying File, Open, and I'm going to pick Project Solution. So again, I am in Visual Studio. I have closed my previous thing. I did that by clicking on Close Solution, and that closed what I had going on before. I would do a Save All first. And then I'm saying Open Project Solution. And I'm going to go to the F drive, and there is First, okay. When I click on it, that's what comes down. So I first see just the name of the folder. And then I click on the folder and I see this. Okay, the thing at the bottom that kind of has all of the stuff around it is what you want to open. So I'm going to click on that, and it now opens it. And if I clicked on the design, so it is now open. So I only have three things here. I have a label, I have two text boxes, and I have a button. If I look at this, this is what I put in the button. I said, the big box I call text output. The little box I call text name. So I said, in textoutput.txt, I want to put the little hello concatenated with textname.txt. So I'm saying I want to put in textoutput.txt equals hello, and it's a literal, so it's enclosed in quotes, plus textname.txt. So now when I run this, If I put in John and say click, it says hello, John. So if I put in John and then I click, I see hello, John.
Okay.
Now, if I stop this and I go back to the design version, notice that I've got a color there. So if I go to my properties, back color. Okay, so I clicked on back color and I chose a background color. I clicked on back color and I chose a background color for my page. Okay, so I have a yellow. If I want to change that to a light blue, I can click on that and it becomes a light blue. Okay? So that is one of the properties that I can change, is the back color, and they get a different color. Okay? And I want to save that, so... Okay. If you scroll down a little more, you get four color. So if I want to, I can change four color and get a color for the text. Okay? I can go into font and I can change the size. So I can go in to font, and the three dots means there's lots of things to choose from. So I click on the three dots beside font, and I can make it bold if I want to, and bigger if I want to, and say okay. And now everything has changed the font. And if I want the four color to be something different, I can say custom. And I can make the four color red. And I have now got a red form. I mean red color, red font, red colors, and a blue background. So I can go in and change my properties all over the place and make my look very different. So now when I put in a name, it comes out and it is bold, and I only changed apparently the four colors for the ones that were already there. So I can go in and play with the properties to change the look of what I want. If I want that box to be red, I can click on that particular box and change its color to, let's say I want to make that green. I can change its color to green. And then if I run this, I now have its color green. And if I wanted to change the color on the input box, I can click the color for the input box. So over here under properties, I change text output to green. When I change the body to four color, body four color, it just changed the things that I had put on the form. So it changed those to red. If I want to change the content of a box, I go in specifically to that particular field. So notice I've got text output right here. I've got text output. And if I go back and do that for, I can do it for the text name, I can do it for other things. Okay? But if I just click on the form, then body comes up. And the body of it lets me change the four color to red. So I did it for the form. And my form I gave a name to. Your form, I've been telling you, you can leave it as form one. But I changed the name of the form. So you can experiment around with that kind of stuff. Okay, then I can open another project that I downloaded. I downloaded First Math, I think. So if you want to look at First Math, I'm looking at that. And actually, that's not the one I wanted to get into, because that's got too much. So it must have been Basic Math. So I'll close the solution and File, Open, Project. And this time I want Basic Math. I remembered the wrong name. And it is hopefully opening Basic Math. And with Basic Math, I have two numbers that I'm taking in, first and second. And if I click this button, I want to add. If I click this button, I want to subtract. If I click this button, I want to multiply. If I click that button, I want to divide. So I put up four buttons. And let's look at, if I double click the add button, it shows me the code. Okay. Now, Visual Basic is like JavaScript in that the plus sign can mean either add or concatenate. So, I can have to change it. You know how you use pass float to change it in JavaScript? Here, I can use one of two things. I can use val, or I can use C-I-N-T, and either one of those will convert. C-I-N-T converts to an integer. There's also a C-D-C that converts to a decimal. And then val does it for everything. Notice I put a little single quote in front of those. Those made it a comment. So those have made it a comment. I've commented those out. So I have three variations up there of how to do it. The first one is wrong. It will concatenate. The second and the third work. Okay? But I commented out everything except the bottom one. There's no problem with subtracts, multiplies, and divides, just like there's no problem in JavaScript. Okay. But the add is a problem. So if I run this, so I'm saying start, and I run this, and I put in 12 and 2, and I add, I get 14. I subtract, I get 10. I multiply, I get 24. I divide, I get 6. So it works. And then I had a close button, and the close button does a me close. And me close means close the form. Me close. Actually, I already did that. What I wanted to do now is I'm going to comment out the bottom one and put the error in. So I'm taking away the quote there and putting the error in. So now if I run it and I put in the same 12 and the 2 and I say add, I get 122. Because what did it do? It concatenated. If I don't want it to concatenate, I can use val plus C-I-N-T. And then it will not concatenate. Okay, so this was an error. Okay, we've got about 5 more minutes. You were working on something. I'd like you to go in and change some of the properties, make it have some color or do something like that. Throw in an add if you want to. Just play around with it a little bit. When you're done, do a save all so that you have it if you want it. Basic math, if you want to download that, you can download it and unzip it. Save link as. Eric and I will be around for a while this afternoon. I'm also doing early advising. If anybody wants to be advised, they can sign up on my door. You can also do advisement by email, or you can sign up for other days on my door. Yeah, question? Yes. And then Thursday, we'll look at a little more of this, and I'll show you how to do it. So, okay, did you want to get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Was that the problem that you logged in the wrong way?
Yeah. Yeah, I do it in the three computers.
All three of them logged in the wrong way? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I should also have said, if you didn't hear about mentors and you're caught up, let me know. But hopefully you all would have gotten it if you're semi-caught up.
Yeah.